Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Gridmaster call for September. Kathy Bradley is going to be our facilitator. But before I turn it over to her expertise, I have a couple of announcements. First of all, I wanted to remind everyone that Milena and I will be doing a call on October the 10th. It is to refresh your memory around our Light Conference in 2020, because there are some very important activations that took place during that time that are key as we move forward for those who wish to come with us on our journey into mastery. So we will be doing that October the 10th, and it will not be on the Refresh Zoom, but it will be on Seating of the Divine. And you will receive an email prior to that with all the information. So I just wanted to remind you about that. And also, last week, as you all know, these energies have been out the roof. So I was meditating one morning, and I got this message from Metatron that he wanted me specifically to relate to the Gridmasters group. And I found it very, very interesting. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read it to you. So because I did write it down. Sometimes I don't do that and then I forget. Anyway, it was a really interesting but important message for the times that we're having to navigate through. And I know we all, some days we do better than others. So anyway, Metatron wants us to relay to, he wanted me to relay to all of the membership of Gridmasters that it is of prime importance that as many humans as possible hold their light frequencies, not only in the fifth dimensional time sequence, but also in a stable fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional range. We are asked to remember the edict that our group was given at the first conference in 2016, when we opened the very first iterations of the time locks that we have been working with. We were told to hold the fifth dimensional light template instability in our bodies. Metatron reiterated that to me many times this week. This time he said to pay attention to when your frequencies drop and immediately stop and make changes. Also, he wants us to convey to as many people as possible that are outside of our Seating of the Divine group. Now, this is a first, I think. Anyway, he wants more people to hold consistently the Christed light of the fifth dimension, which, as you know, is held in love and unity. He wants everyone to step out of any political rhetoric, as well as any divisive opinions, and create daily calmness within our minds and our bodies, often throughout the day, especially when we are in a reactive state. And the way the collective consciousness of the world is at this point, that happens on a regular basis. We're part of that collective, so we can't help but occasionally react to it. So in the calmness of the fifth dimensional light frequency and that fifth dimensional template, we will be showered at a very refined level. Whether it's us as Seating of the Divine or those that we know that are on a spiritual path and would do such a practice, Whether they understand it fully or not is not the issue. It is not a problem. They don't have to know all of the specifics of it, but just this fifth dimensional Christed light and calmness in our bodies. As this is occurring, they are directed to open their crown chakra to receive the light from the source of their being and to sit in that tranquility for as long as they personally can. This alone will help everyone who does this practice change the frequencies within the third and fourth dimension, the dimensional physical body at a cellular level. Great changes can be created in the frequency of the body in this type of environment. Those who can will start to raise their frequency range with each practice session. Remember, it is with intention and attention that a wonderful outcome can be manifested. He wants the group to start broadcasting this practice to others often as possible. Now, you do realize they have to have ears to hear and be receptive. So, you know, some people just aren't there. It will help exponentially with the chaos that's occurring now, and it will help all of us to bring about some very constructive creations, regardless of what our purpose or our directive might be for this lifetime. Purposeful, stable creations can be created with the consciousness of the body, and especially when the body is emitting a fifth dimensional sequence. The calmness in the body of each individual who is willing to do this practice has many benefits. The more you have consistent light in your body, the less likely your frequency range will drop. You will be able to hold as well as increase your light consciousness far beyond the fifth dimension. You will be less likely to react to any outside negative influence. You will be able to see the truth in any situation. When this happens, you will take the steps that are needed to do your part in changing the lower level creations. We want to thank each one of you who are willing to take an active role and share with all those that are open and receptive. Think of the difference that you as the individual can make by sharing this practice. So, as you know, in my sabbatical, they have not wanted me to channel much, but that doesn't mean that they haven't recently been talking to me about what is to come. It's just that to channel, I have to take all those energies through my body, and they want my body to rest and to raise my own personal vibration to a level to be able to channel the collective that will be coming to help us in this master series. So that's why I hear it. And so if I can write it down as they're telling, it's just a whole different process than actually speaking it and where I have to bring it through my body. And my body is able to be recouping. And this will go on probably until we meet again on 10-10, when I will be asked to channel during those processes. So anyway, if anybody has any questions before I turn it over to Kathleen or Kathy, I'm sorry, Kathy.
Okay, I'm Kathleen too.
Okay. So if you have any questions about the practice, please ask them before we get started?
Joan, this is Colleen. I got in late, so I didn't hear the beginning part of what that practice is and what we're to do with it.
Well, it'll be on the recording. This is being recorded.
Okay.
So when the recording is posted, you can listen to it and get the directions. And of course,
okay.
If you have any questions, please feel free to email me.
Thank you, Joan.
So this is Randy.
Yeah.
Like you said, this is very different the direction than we've gotten in the past. And I'm just sort of trying to process it. If I were to share it with somebody that I felt was ready to hear the message without all the kind of background that we've had, you know, would it be just, I mean, if you could say the words, you know, hold a fifth dimensional vibration, I mean, is that enough?
And just explain what the paradigm of fifth dimension is, which is unity and love. And love is more than an emotion. It is actually a very active, what do I want to say? My mind just went blank. Creative element. Love is an element of creation. And when you are operating in fifth dimension, in that love and unity, you begin to add that love element to your creation. So the creation is coherent and more in alignment with your divinity. And I think that's all that needs to be said. Because to go in any depth, they wouldn't, you know, it would just overwhelm them. It's like in these things, when we're asked to share certain things, it's like if you were talking to your children, you know, you can give them too much information and then they can't follow the direction.
So more like, you know, try to hold a fifth dimensional higher frequency in your body and focus on the feelings of love and unity.
And the calmness that it brings to your body.
Calm, be present. And, you know, if you want, you can visualize white light.
Right.
Draw something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good question, Randy. I'm really glad to ask it.
Yeah. Thank you.
If I could just add something, you know, I've had to deal with international groups of all kinds of levels. You know, we can say anything, even complex things, in a very simple way. And just as Joan said, we just say, and to be the truth ourselves, you know, if we can show neutrality, calmness, and just tell people that keep love in your heart, and we don't have to use too many terms because it might frighten a few. We will know our person when we talk to them. That's all. But we stay simple, calm. Simple words, they work.
You know, and just by saying, be the light that you are.
Hi, this is Mark.
Yeah.
I would add one thing, and that is, you know, it's not so much the words we use when we communicate with other people. It's the feeling that we admit to them. And they will pick up whatever it is that they can understand and they can go and internalize. And so I have found that, yes, it's important what we say. And yes, we have to kind of be at their level, but also keep in mind that they will get into their consciousness, into their subconsciousness, actually, whatever it is they need from our communication.
Right.
That's great, Mark. I appreciate that. Totally, totally feel that. Thank you.
I wanted to add something too, if I could, real quick. Tomorrow is the full moon in Pisces, which is a very deep emotional, you know, dive for the whole planet. And then Tuesday is the equinox, the fall equinox. And I was thinking about creating a meditation for the folks that are kind of my clients and stuff. I haven't communicated with them as a group in about 18 months. And I thought, before Joan shared this, I thought, I'm going to do a meditation on balance and equanimity, because like that's an entry point that people can understand. I have lots of people who have gone in different directions in my client base who are very polarized around all these issues. So I've backed way off. I just don't get involved. But I thought it might be very unifying to just send out a message of peace and balance on the equinox, and that they can choose to listen or they can just see the tagline, but it's planting a seed to raise everyone's thought and feeling about how are we holding this in unity rather than polarity of the third dimension. So.
Thank you, Kathleen. Well, if there are no further questions, I'm going to turn.
Joan, I have one.
Okay, I'm sorry.
If we have friends who we think could hear that whole message, would it be okay to share that whole message with them?
Yes, sure.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, let's get started. And welcome, Kathy. And I'll turn this meeting over to you.
Thanks, Joan. I appreciate it. That was beautiful. It's nice to hear. Keep spreading the word out. So here we are to celebrate life and remember that each one of us is love and light. And so during these chaotic and noisy times, it's imperative to have a calm, centered place where we can hold in stability and equilibrium the unity consciousness. So today we're going to create a sacred space from which to live a unified life. Creating a sanctuary in which to live supports, nurtures, and sustains us. We'll play with all of the beautiful possibilities using color, light, texture, and sound to enhance your sacred space. It's simple. Your home is a reflection of you. So let's create a calming, peaceful retreat where we can easily reconnect with our divinity and experience a fulfilling and joy-filled life. So in this month's service project, we're going to create a sacred sanctuary to bring in and ground beauty, tranquility, love, well-being, and knowledge. By doing this, we're going to provide a stable platform to experience ourselves in order to bring in the 12th dimensional light codes along with the element of love to transmit, mute, and to bring into unity consciousness into all creation, into the earth, into all of the communities of the elemental kingdom, humanity, and Mother Earth. We do this 100% in service to ourselves and, as we always have, 100% in service to humanity, Mother Gaia, and the universe. As the creator, you create a place where your soul is nurtured so you can feel at home with yourself wherever you are and to be at home in the universe. Together, we're going to join and hold our attention point in the quantum field while also simultaneously holding it and creating our sacred space in which to dwell and expand in harmonious and beautiful ways. So nature provides everything for us to create unique surroundings, expressing your individual tastes, in order to complement every aspect of your life. This place is what you call home. It's where you're nurtured, loved, and at peace. Your sanctuary provides a place for dreaming. So at the end of our service today, we're going to listen to a song and we're going to watch a video where Leanne Rimes sings a song, "I Sing Love Out to the World." And that will be the completion of our service project today. So let us begin. Please join in as we create a living sanctuary where we're rejuvenated, refreshed, and rebalanced. Our home is not only a retreat for our bodies, but also in the profoundest sense for our souls. So we're going to hold our attention in two points simultaneously, one in the quantum field and the other in the sanctuary where you live and experience yourself. As above, so below. As within, so without. Home is where the heart is. Your home and your sanctuary is a reflection of you. So let us create a home for the soul. So now make yourself comfortable. Take a deep yet gentle breath, bringing yourself back into this time and space. So taking that deep and gentle breath, and as you exhale, if you'd like to and you haven't done so, please close your eyes. Take another deep yet gentle breath, taking in all that is pure and beautiful and perfect. And as you exhale, release any concerns, worries, or tensions that may have accompanied you today. Focus on your breath. Breathe in love. Exhale light. Breathe in light. Exhale love. Breathe in love. And exhale light, becoming aware that with every in-breath, your body feels lighter. Your physical boundaries are slowly becoming less distinct. Allow your attention to be drawn inward, focusing on the realm of the divine and sacred within. Allow yourself to travel deep inside yourself, deeper than you've ever been before. You allow yourself these experiences because you know in this time and space, you're a whole, complete, and divine. So for now, travel more deeply into yourself. Deeper, deeper into the sacred space in the very core of your being, where there is stillness, peace, harmony, emptiness, and where it's completely dark. You are now in that perfect state of consciousness where everything that happens is for your highest good. Now, through the darkness and the stillness, sense, visualize, and imagine a small pinpoint of light. This pinpoint of light is your individual expression of the universal life force, your eternal expression of living light, a manifestation of the unconditional love that flows throughout all of creation. It is a material representation of your ultimate beauty, your ultimate perfection, as can be clearly seen and felt by cosmic consciousness. Let your breath breathe life into the small pinpoint of light so that it is fanned into a small flame that gently grows with each breath you give it. Feel the soft warmth and allow its expanding glowing light to fill your entire being. Take another deep yet gentle breath and connect and refresh your grounding cord. It may be emanating with a certain color. Just have an awareness. And now give yourself the gentle command to activate your Merkaba to 100% the speed of light. Breathing and bringing this light in, now give it the gentle command to activate to 130% the speed of light. And let us enter into the crucible. Fully immerse yourself in the Sacred Heart. The Sacred Heart, where the love resides. Now place your attention on the beautiful magenta lotus-shaped crystal-like structure. It sits in the space between your crown and the soul star. Continue to breathe. Remember the light particles streaming in from the central sun. They've brought in the 12th dimensional magenta color coding. As it passes through the lotus crystalline structure, it begins to vibrate and becomes a deep, vibrant magenta color. As you know, the magenta color code contains all of the other color codes. Source light flows in through the magenta lotus, in through your crown chakra, and down in the column of light. And along this column, you see the sacred name of Source, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. See it emblazed and illuminating your entire light body and your physical being. You are now standing in your own personal pillar of light. You clearly remember what your prime directive is and easily resonate with its frequency. Feeling the music of your soul, you are also aware of the Shekinah presence with you, illuminating and expanding, feeling calm, centered, and peaceful. The purpose of our Grid Master call is to bring in the 12th dimensional light code and transmit the light along with the element of love, instability, and unity consciousness. We do this out into the earth, the inner earth communities, all of the elemental kingdoms, and humanity. You are being reminded to transmit instability and unity consciousness daily, the element of love in the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional frequencies, as this will greatly benefit humanity, the planet, all of its inhabitants, including all of the elemental kingdoms. So now, let us be receptive and place our attention on receiving the 12th dimensional light codes along with the element of love. Receive and transmit from the heart, bringing in the 12th dimensional light frequencies in now. And we're going to take a few moments to allow that to stream in. So take some nice, deep, gentle breaths. Beautiful. So now let's transmit and bring in unity consciousness along with the element of love. So let's allow those energies to come in and then transmit those out. So breathing in, feeling the unity consciousness with the element of love, the 12th dimensional templates. And now let's bring ourselves into the quantum field and bring in the 5th, 6th, 7th dimensional template to the earth. The 5th dimensional template is all about unity and stability. And we are reminded that we are responsible to hold this stability and unity consciousness for ourselves, for Mother Gaia, and all of its inhabitants. This quantum field is massive. It's a creative field of light, sound, and color. It is a creative resource that has no limitations. So take a deep breath and feel the magnificent power in this space. Experience the luminous light. See the various emanations of color, some of which you've never seen before. And hear the harmonious sounds, some you've never heard before. Experience the beauty of the light and the color as they take on form so that you can create unique manifestations in the unified field for your enjoyment in the element of love in order to create harmony, stability, and unity consciousness. You are spinning light into the web of life. So take a nice deep breath, breathing that out, expanding that out. And now simply and easily slip into holding two attention points. One in the quantum field that we are in, and the other in your home. Let's bring your awareness into one particular room, a sanctuary. This is a co-creative space where we get to clean house and to create a harmonious space get to play with it, connect with the unlimited potentials, and allow yourself to dream big. Remember, you are the director. You are the actor. You are the creator. See your room as a blank slate where you create your masterpiece. So perhaps you live in a one-bedroom apartment, a palatial estate, or on a yacht. It matters not about the size. Rather, it's about the harmonious energetics and how nature plays an integral role in creating your personal sanctuary. It's mutually beneficial for you and the elemental kingdom as you co-create heaven on earth. Feel it. There is a symbiotic relationship. Each nurtures and enhances the other, bringing an ease and a grace into form. So now, slowly become aware of your surroundings. You are sitting in the pillar of light as the luminous platinum ray streams in. You are not alone, as there are many, many beings with you. There's the angelic realm, the lords of light, the Elohim, the ascended masters, the star councils of Arcturus, Sirius, the Pleiades, and Andromeda. So now allow that 12th dimensional template to stream in. Allow it to fill your entire being with love and light. And now share it with the elemental kingdom, offering the 12th dimensional template and the element of love and feeling gratitude to the elemental kingdom, the water kingdom, the fire, and the earth elementals, so that you can bring it and share it with the inner earth communities. And as we do this, we see a gossamer of light. We feel the love as it flows through the earth, the water, the fire, and the air elementals. You feel comforted, secure, and nurtured. Now becoming aware of your physical surroundings, you take in the beauty with Archangel Jophiel pointing the way. So stationed in the west is Archangel Gabriel and the element of water with the undines, the white whales, and the dolphins, with messages of hope and inspiration. In the east is the air elemental with Archangel Raphael, along with the air elementals, the sylphs, the great white winged ones, bringing in well-being and the element of love. The south is the fire element with Archangel Michael stationed here, and the fire elementals with the fire dragon and the salamanders, offering you purity and protection. The north is the earth element, and positioned here is Archangel Uriel with the white lion, sharing wisdom and knowledge. So take a nice deep breath, allowing yourself to feel into these energies. Let them speak to you. And now imagine being in this middle of your sacred room, your sanctuary. Now we can begin to play with the elemental kingdom and the ninth ray of creation to assist us in creating a beautiful, harmonious space. From that quantum space, zoom in and get the big picture of your sanctuary. Breathe in and notice what you notice. From a neutral place of observation, is there one word or quality that depicts your sacred space? Take a moment and feel into it. You allow the energies to flow and to serve you. Everything is energy. So now ask the room to share with you, how does it feel? From this neutral point of observation, where everything is crystal clear, you're in the center of your sanctuary, feeling into the essence of your space. Now begin to scan the room. And there's really a simple process. Beginning from the left, just scan the room, see how it feels. And now bring your attention to the center in front of you. Taking a moment to scan it to see how it feels energetically. And moving to the right of the room. Just allowing it to speak to you intuitively. And then that, bringing it to a full circle, going to where you are sitting behind you. And know that you can come back to this process whenever you'd like. So taking a moment after scanning the room, beginning to the left, the center, the right, and then behind you. Are there any areas that feel out of place? Again, just kind of notice what you notice. And if there's anything that feels out of place, maybe there you find there are some adjustments that can be made. For example, is there plenty of natural light? And do you have additional overhead and task lighting to assist you? Breathing in and knowing the answers flow to you with ease and grace. Feeling into your room. Is there a flow? Is there a cohesiveness? Breathing in, does it soothe and comfort you? Do the colors and patterns complement each other to create a tranquil, beautiful environment? Perhaps you want to bring in a soothing, tranquil element in. Let's invite the water element in with the undines, the great white whales, and the dolphins. calling in Archangel Gabriel. Before you, there's a beautiful aquamarine etheric crystal surrounded by the aqua waters. Connecting with the energy that this time holds for us. The full moon in Pisces tomorrow. Connecting with our feeling body. Enjoy the luminous color and allow its tranquil nature to nurture you as you appreciate its beauty. Bathe in its calming, soothing, tranquil light. Notice the light upon the water, shimmering and dancing upon the soft aquamarine waters. Allow this light to illuminate, clear, and flow in through your entire being until it spills out to your surroundings. Feeling that tranquility. And now you are inspired to bring beauty into your sanctuary with light, color, and sound. This can be accomplished in a myriad of ways. You can bring in the water element with a water scene, perhaps in a lovely water painting, bringing in calming blues and healing greens. So if your room needs this water element, breathe, relax, and enjoy the beauty as it emanates through you into your room. Allowing the tranquility from the water element to create a peaceful, calming environment that sustains and nourishes you. You can also bring in a water fountain that adds a soothing sound to complement the space. See, the water speaks to you. So take a moment and listen. Listen to the message that the water element has to share with you. Perhaps it comes through in a babbling brook singing to you. Or the cascading waves of the ocean as they roll in and roll out, creating a calming, soothing effect. We know the importance of sound, and we can also bring that in with CDs or videos. There are many choices to be found in addition to the nature. Whether it's the song of a bird tweeting happily. So now let's invite the fire element so that we can transmute and transform the space. Call in Archangel Michael with the white fire dragon to purify and protect your space. Again, just take a moment with Archangel Michael and scan your room. Perhaps your room feels weighed down in a certain area. Scanning the room from left to the center to the right, completing to the rear until you have completed the circle. Feel in and see if there's any clutter. Taking one area at a time and focus your attention there, feeling into it. See where you may want to release some excess stuff that no longer serves you. You can toss, recycle, or donate things that no longer need, want, or use. So give gratitude as you release the items. Thanking Archangel Michael. And now perhaps you're feeling into the room and you're feeling you might like to connect with a little bit more passion in your life. Bring in the salamanders. Feel the heat of the salamanders. You may even become aware of them playing drums, swaying and moving. You dance with the rhythm, feeling the passion for your life. You can light a fire, burn a candle, or simply allow the light to come streaming in of the fire element. Connect with the beautiful salamanders, giving gratitude for the high vibrational harmonics as it shifts you into joy. And now the air element is brought in, taking you into a nice steady breath, balanced inhalations and exhalations. Calling in Archangel Raphael and the great white winged ones. Before you in the center lies an etheric emerald green crystal. The crystal emanates with the element of love. The emerald green crystal is communicating with your heart. Open your sacred heart and avail yourself to the infinite possibilities that are there for you. And now listen. It's sharing a message especially for you. Feeling the love and the compassion and the gratitude, you become aware of a steady stream occurring between you and the beautiful green emerald crystal. As you breathe in and out, you have a sense of well-being, feeling love, refreshed, revitalized, and renewed. And giving thanks to the sylphs, Archangel Raphael, and the role that they play. Breathe and become aware. Connecting with that air element, allowing it to offer you fresh, new perspectives. And perhaps you want to open your windows and allow the fresh air into your space. Creating a well-being and a loving environment for yourself. Now with the air element, you can also bring in aromatherapy to create a certain ambience if you'd like. You can do this with all the beautiful oils and the scents, each with its own healing properties. So have fun with it. And if you become aware of any area that needs to be cleared, you can incorporate the burning of sage. So right now, giving thanks to the air element. And now the earth element provides stability and equanimity for the wisdom and knowledge to be seated. Call in Archangel Uriel with the white lion and the fairies and the gnomes. The earth element contains all of the elements and lives in a continual cycle of giving and receiving, offering sustenance in its fluid circle of love. Become aware of the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, and the mineral and crystal kingdom. They're unified in the element of love. And they are now transmitting these frequencies out. Nature holds all of the colors of the rainbow. Some you've never seen before. Allow the colors to come into your awareness now. Enjoy the beauty and feel the essence as the colors come to you. Color, light, and sound create a haven for you to dream and create in. So now you know you can bring color into your space with paint, with fabric, with plants and flowers, window treatments, or soft, luxurious blankets. In reverence, you can add sacred objects that resonate with you. It could be statues, artwork of ascended masters, the angels, inspiring books, crystals, oracle decks, really anything that brings you joy and happiness. So connecting with the wisdom of your heart, you are guided with ease and grace. Your sanctuary provides a sacred temple for the temple of your body to become enlightened. Now before you is an ancient tree. It's the ancient tree of knowledge with deep-seated roots. Take a moment to sit under the canopy and feel into the essence. Breathe and be. You become aware this tree holds a powerful energy as you make a clear connection from your sacred heart to the tree's sacred essence. Within the sacred tree, it houses a beautiful etheric crystal of knowledge. So now open your third eye and allow the wisdom to come streaming in. Receive the energetic codes and templates. It may come in tones, frequencies, a delicious ray of colors, or the numerous geometries found in nature. Breathe in and allow. All is available. As you sit quietly, open and receptive to receive. After receiving the transmission of information, you realize this offers a fertile place in which to plant and ground the tree of life. Bring in the plasma light, directing the particles to take on form and function of the tree of life. The tree of life is a symbol created from the connection of 10 different points or nodes that are created from the intersectional points between 7 circles. The symbol promotes understanding of the nature of source. With focused intention, let's create the tree of life in a unified expression consisting of unity, stability, harmony, tranquility, beauty, love, well-being, light, wisdom, and knowledge. Breathe in deeply yet gently and hold these energies in your field, your sacred heart. And now, with the imprint of the 12th dimensional elemental template, exhale and transmit and radiate out unity, stability, harmony, tranquility, beauty, love, well-being, light, and wisdom. Feel it going out in concentric circles, out in service to all of creation. And in the stillness of your sanctuary, magic occurs as the source dragon is now with you. Be in the moment. In the center of all dimensions, galaxies, and universes is an infinite point of pure stillness and love. This is the heart of Source, and from it flows the most incredible illumination. As the wishes of Source flow forth, the illumined angels, known as seraphim, sing, "Om." The vibration of master creation as the 12th dimensional frequency. This allows the will of the creator to spread and see the thoughts into the universe. 9th dimensional transparent white source dragons exist purely to attract and to attend to the divine will and turn wishes into reality. They step down the light to a 9th dimensional level so that we can access it. They act as portals so we can connect with the energies of the infinite. It is time for you to enjoy a period of stillness with awareness. So breathe deeply and listen to the silence. Something very sacred is coming into your life. It could be anything. Be aware of it being presented to you. Be diligent, calm, and focused. And remember to breathe deeply. Breath is the key to living in the present moment. And this is where the greatest magic occurs. So remember to ask the Source Dragon to accompany you in every step of your exciting journey. Remembering the present moment creates your future. And in this present moment, in your I Am presence, you make the connection with the Source Dragon and you remember, I am vitally healthy. I am abundantly wealthy and infinitely wise. I am love. I am light. I am pleased with myself as I receive and transmit the 12th dimensional templates. In stability and love and unity, sharing this out for the world. In service to humanity, Mother Gaia, the elemental kingdom, and the inner earth beings, the Telosians, the Lemurians, the Andaros, and the luminaries. Singing Om. And as we do this, We bring the beautiful element of love along with the 12th dimensional light template, bringing heaven to earth. So breathe that in, feeling pleased with yourself as you realize you are home. Welcome. So take a nice, deep, gentle breath, giving thanks for all who are here with us in our crucible. And now we're at the conclusion, and we'd like to share a beautiful video from Leanne Rimes, I Sing Love Out to the World. So let's see. And here we go.
It's Macy's One Day Sale tomorrow with great deals of the day, like up to 50% off looks to take you from summer to fall, 40% off fragrances, and sparkling fine jewelry up to 70% off. Plus, get same day delivery now at Macy's.
Here we go.
I speak love into the world. I sing love into the world. I speak love into the world. I sing love into the world. I sing love into the world. Won't you see?
I sing love into the world.
thank you. That's the completion of our service project. Thank you all so much for coming and bringing your love and your light. Wishing you all blessings and look forward to seeing you in October.
That was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Beautiful.
Thank you, Kathleen. It was beautiful.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Beautiful.
Thank you, Kathleen. It was wonderful. Great.
It was lovely. Thank you. Very lovely.
Thank you. That was a treat.
Kathleen. Masterfully done.
Yes.
Thank you.
You
are a master.
Amen. Amen.
Well, thank you all for participating. And thank you, Kathy, for leading us today. And with that, we will close this session. Have a beautiful day.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.